Time now for World Sport from the BBC with me, Johnny O'Shea. Coming up, we look to the start of the Cricket World Cup. Ancelotti backs Drogba to still be a major force for Chelsea.
Every player want to play, want to give support for the team, and this is normal that they are not happy.
And Ryan Giggs commits to another year at Manchester United. The start of the Cricket World Cup is now just a few hours away, and the excitement in the host countries and around the world is building. India, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka are sharing hosting duties, with the opening game between India and Bangladesh taking place in Mirpur on Saturday. The BBC's Lee James has been sampling the atmosphere in the build-up to the tournament.
Well, Bangladesh is providing a perfect opening to the World Cup. If you were with me earlier today outside the Sheri Bangla Stadium, no one could have doubted the enthusiasm. The crowds were packed onto the streets. They brought the traffic to a halt, blowing horns, waving flags and banners. There was just sheer excitement. They wanted to be near the stadium and also to catch a glimpse of the Indian team as they left. The reception here in Dhaka is the closest cricket comes to a football World Cup.
And how important, bearing in mind what happened 4 years ago in the West Indies, is it that this tournament is a success?
I think everyone connected with this World Cup are determined to erase the memory of that long, drawn-out tournament in the Caribbean 4 years ago. But this is going to be a key test for the 50-over format of the game. A lot of questions have been raised. Do we really need this form of cricket now that 2020 has burst onto the scene? The ICC are calling this World Cup the Cup That Counts. And Mahendra Dhoni, India's captain, said today that if it doesn't work in the subcontinent, if it doesn't generate the interest and become a success, it won't be a success anywhere in the world.
India take on Bangladesh in the opening game on Saturday. It's a cracking fixture to get the tournament up and running because it's between two of the host countries.
Absolutely, and with being the host come the pressures as well from those expectant crowds, especially here in Dhaka. And we'll all remember 4 years ago when Bangladesh knocked India out of the World Cup. Mahendra Dhoni very keen to play down the fact that this is any kind of revenge for India. Whereas for Bangladesh, well, their coach Jamie Siddons is trying to take the pressure off them. He says that deep down, no one expects them to beat India. But he spent the entire team meeting talking about the kind of pressures that they're going to experience on Saturday. It's vital for them they get off to a good start, but India are a much stronger side than they were 4 years ago.
Lee James speaking to Mark Crossley there. Ahead of that opening game, the Bangladesh captain Shakib Al Hassan says the whole nation is excited at the prospect of the tournament.
The feelings is obviously good. As you can see, if you went to any street of Dhaka, you can see the difference now than 100 days or 200 days back. So it's obviously changed a lot. Even at night time, after 12 o'clock, people come to see the ground, the facility, they have how they improve themselves in Dhaka. So obviously it's a great feelings for the whole country people.
Meanwhile, England have beaten Pakistan by 67 runs in their final warm-up match in Fatullah. England were dismissed for 273 inside 50 overs. Kevin Peterson made 66 at the top of the order. Paul Collingwood made 65. In reply, Pakistan were all out for 206 with 23 balls to spare. Yunus Khan top scoring with 80, while Stuart Broad finished with figures of 5 for 25. Paul Collingwood also picked up 3 wickets. Moving on to football, and Chelsea host Everton in the fourth round replay of the FA Cup at Stamford Bridge on Saturday. The two sides drew 1-1 at Goodison Park in the first match, with Chelsea's Solomon Kalou cancelling out Louis Saha's opener. Didier Drogba scored the winner in last year's final, but his manager Carlo Ancelotti left him out of the starting lineup for the 0-0 Premier League draw with Fulham on Monday. Despite this, Ancelotti says the striker remains as important as ever.
Every decision to leave out the players is not easy to take. Obviously, it's not just for Drogba, but also for the other players. Every player want to play, want to give support for the team, and this is normal that they are not happy. Didier had a very good reaction during the week. He trained well, without problem, with motivation. He want to play a good game tomorrow.
Manchester United are also in FA Cup action on Saturday, playing Crawley Town, a non-league club five divisions below the Premier League. Ahead of that match at Old Trafford, United have confirmed that their veteran winger Ryan Giggs has signed a one-year extension to his contract. It means the 37-year-old will stay at Old Trafford until the end of next season. Two other FA Cup games later on Saturday, Birmingham play Sheffield Wednesday, while Stoke host Brighton. Now, time to take a look at the key matches elsewhere in Europe. David Jones starts his round-up in Spain, where Real Madrid will be looking to extend their perfect record at the Bernabeu and apply pressure on the leaders Barcelona.
Real Madrid have won all 19 of their home matches this season. On Saturday, they welcome Levante, who travel with confidence after winning their last three games. The visitors will be wary, though. Their last trip to the Bernabeu ended in embarrassment, as they were thrashed 8-0 in the Copa del Rey. With Real waiting to pounce on any stumbles, Barcelona, whose record-winning run came to an end last week, will be desperate for a victory when they host Athletic Bilbao. The Serie A Our leaders, Milan, face a tricky test at Chievo on Sunday and could be just 2 points clear if Inter beat Cagliari a day earlier. Elsewhere, Roma, who've lost three games in a row, visit Genoa. In the Bundesliga, leaders Borussia Dortmund host mid-table St. Pauli, while second-placed Bayer Leverkusen, without their injured midfielder Michael Ballack, hosts second from bottom Stuttgart. And in France, leaders Lille visit Montpellier on Sunday. Their lead could be cut to 3 points if Marseille beats Saint-Étienne on Sunday.
One of the highlights of the indoor athletics season takes place in Birmingham in the English Midlands this weekend. There's likely to be a world record attempt in the men's 1,000 metres, whilst Lerone Clark, the Commonwealth 100-metre champion, goes over 60 metres. Looking ahead, here's the BBC's Ed Harry.
The seldom-raced 1,000 metres gives two stars of men's 800-metre running a chance to get the measure of each other early in a World Championship year. The new Commonwealth gold medalist, Boaz Lalang from Kenya, faces Sudan's Aboubakar Kaki, twice the World 800-metre champion indoors. In their sights, an 11-year-old best set here by Wilson Kipketer. Of course, Kipketer's most famous mark, the 800 metres world record outdoors, fell last August to David Rudisha. Victory for either Kaki or Lalang here might suggest which will push Rudisha the hardest through the rest of 2011. Lerone Clark, the Commonwealth 100 metres champion from Jamaica, faces the veteran Kim Collins over 60 metres. The St Kitts and Nevis sprinter at 34 has the year's quickest time, but Clark has beaten him.
The BBC's Ed Harry with that preview. In men's tennis, the top seed Robin Söderling is through to the semi-finals of the Marseille Championships after a 6-1, 6-4 win over Frenchman Mikhail Lodra. Söderling will play either 4th seed Jürgen Meltzer of Austria or Russian Dmitry Tursunov in Saturday's semi-finals. Earlier on Friday, Marin Cilic also booked a last four berth with a 6-3, 6-4 win over the 2nd seed Tomas Berdych. The Croat will next meet 3rd seed Mikhail Yuzhny, who beat Joe Wilfried Tsonga in three sets. Before we go, just time to tell you what's on Sports World here on the BBC World Service on Saturday from 14 hours GMT.
Arsenal's victory over Barcelona in the Champions League in midweek may have given the likes of Sheffield Wednesday and Brighton hope in the fifth round of the English FA Cup this weekend. We'll have coverage on Sports World from 14 hours GMT. Sheffield Wednesday are at Birmingham. We'll hear from Obafemi Martins, who's back in English football and with Birmingham before kick-off. And also from the Brighton manager, Gus Poyet, the former Chelsea and Spurs midfielder, will be hoping to take his League One side past Stoke. And as it's the opening day of the Cricket World Cup, we'll be reporting from Dakar as two of the hosts, Bangladesh and India, get the competition underway.
That's Russell Fuller. Join him if you can. Before we go, our top story. The start of the Cricket World Cup is just 7 hours away. India, Bangladesh and Sri Lanka are sharing the hosting duties. The opening games between India and Bangladesh taking place in Mirpur in 7 hours' time. Join us if you can for further updates throughout the day. But for now, that's the latest world sport from the BBC.